Hi, church family. My name is Ethan, and I'm both excited and grateful to be able to share my testimony with you all today. I'm blessed to say that I've grown up in a loving Christian household, attending Lighthouse Community Church for the past 13 years. From making memories here at youth group, to learning about God's word in Sunday school, to doing family devotionals at home, I'm grateful to say the gospel is always at the center of how I was raised. As someone who went through all of children's ministry here at Lighthouse, I remember always thinking to myself when it would be my turn to enter youth group, thinking of all the freedom and fun the seemingly giant high school and middle schoolers had. And when it was my turn to enter youth group, I wasn't disappointed. From creative icebreaker games to the trademark Lighthouse snacks, the advisors and youth staff really tried to make every Friday night a special experience, especially after a long school week. Every week, I couldn't wait for the next youth group where I knew I'd have the most memorable time. Despite all the fun we had, over the years, I slowly came to realize that the most important part of youth group was the times of worship, biblical teaching, and the in-depth sermon discussion. Every week, we were blessed to hear from speakers who would caringly craft these sermons to help us in our walks with God. Through many topical series that included college, family, and dating, and much more, God's word was thoughtfully applied to every facet of our lives, convicting me of the many ways I needed to live in a more godly manner. The discussions with brothers in Christ following each sermon revealed the sin I had in my own heart that I wasn't always able to see on my own. As I continued to be nurtured through the sharing of God's word, I'm blessed to say that youth group was where my faith truly became my own. I learned what it meant to be living out life every day as a Christian and how submitting to God needed to be the foundation of my life. I'm truly so grateful for the opportunities that God has given me here at Lighthouse to continue my growth. Through these 7 amazing years in high school, I've been blessed to make some of the best memories, and I'd like to highlight just 2 of them. First would be the annual youth retreats. So every spring, our youth group has the amazing opportunity to go up to the mountains for a weekend of teaching and fellowship. And throughout every year of high school and middle school, I remember thinking to myself that this was the Lighthouse event I was always looking forward to. Each retreat was only 3 days long, but they both had so much freedom and spiritual growth. Some of the most memorable moments included loading up on the seemingly endless snacks, sharing laughs with some of my friends, not making the best choices, and staying out at night a little later than we were supposed to. Sorry to the advisors, Joe and Ryan, and anyone else in our cabin. While every retreat offered freedom and enjoyment, the biggest blessing was to be able to be alone with God, away from the hustle of everyday life. Through quiet times in the Word and praying with our small group, I learned that retreat was a time to fully submit to God and to give Him my full attention and thoughts. The most memorable moments of each retreat came from the worship. Seeing how everyone came together, both advisors and students alike, to be on the worship team was a really encouraging example for me to see the church as one family. Every year, I made it a habit to take a second to look around during the songs. It was always the most beautiful sight to see everyone in the room giving their most undivided attention to God. I'm truly thankful for the growth and the memories that we were able to have at retreat. Another highlight of youth group was the senior sessions. So this year, Pastor David began inviting us seniors to lunches where we were able to hear from older brothers and sisters in Christ who caringly shared their advice from their own experiences. It was convicting to see how much effort and love and care that these older church family members had for the next step in our journey. We learned about navigating college life in a Christian manner, something that I hadn't given much thought to, even with classes starting soon in the fall. Each session left me with a new lesson on how I might be able to give God a little bit more glory through even the mundane things in life, like picking classes or playing sports. The wisdom I gained from attending these times gave me a more Christ-centered outlook as I start college in the fall. Another special opportunity that I cherished during these sessions was being able to spend time with the brothers and sisters that I grew up with for likely one of the last times. During the sessions, I remember thinking to myself that it was pretty surreal that all of us, many of us who've known each other since kindergarten, were able to gather together to learn from God's word one last time. I truly praise God for these amazing opportunities. So as our senior class enters a new life stage, I would like to leave the youth group with a couple of encouragements. First, be intentional about how you make the most of your time here in youth group. There are going to be those Friday nights where you simply are too tired or would rather be doing something else. Sometimes it'll be easy to see youth group as something that's very mundane just to appease your parents. But I encourage you all to use the time to fully submit to God and devote yourself to learning more about His word. Even when it doesn't seem like it, every lesson that the leaders give to us is an opportunity for us to grow more as Christians. If you approach each Friday night with a humble heart, ready to receive the word, the Lord will speak to you. And second, be thoughtful about how you invest in your relationships here at Lighthouse. I'm blessed to say that over the years, I've made some of my closest lifelong friends over the years. And the time that I've shared with these brothers in Christ have given us the chance to form true, deep relationships. These relationships give us the unique opportunity to reflect meaningfully with one another, both sharing our burdens and pointing out our faults, all in an effort to grow more in the faith. Planting seeds of friendship through small gestures like asking how to pray for someone or asking how someone's week went can really make all the difference, especially as you develop these relationships in Christ. As the Apostle Paul writes in Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanks in your hearts to God." I encourage you all to be more intentional in how you navigate your relationships as you live out lives for the glory of our Lord together. As I reflect on my time in youth group, I thank our great God for the opportunity to grow as a Christian surrounded by such caring brothers and sisters. I pray you all use this time well to submit to God and grow in Him more. His love for you is truly unfailing. Thank you. Okay.
Hello, everyone. My name is Aiden Cam, and I'm going to be sharing my testimony about youth group. I have two Christian parents, and I've been going to Lighthouse ever since I was born, attending Sunday school and youth group, so Christianity was always a part of my life. However, even though I believed in God, my faith wasn't very grounded when I was young. I would just go to church and youth group out of routine, not realizing or caring about the weight of my sins. During middle school, I started caring more about how others perceived me and found myself anxious about socializing. Quarantine happened around this time, and I didn't put in any effort to maintain any of my relationships. When I went to a new high school, I found a group of friends who were fun to hang out with, but they weren't the best influences. This didn't change the root of the problem, which was my discontent heart and my disconnectedness from God. I was still regularly going out to youth group, but I never took any of it to heart and didn't try to plug myself in. However, I was blessed with small group leaders who genuinely cared for me and pointed me towards Christ. Their eagerness to help me grow and their humility really moved me, and I am extremely grateful for them. I really encourage everyone here to make an effort to build a relationship with your small group leader as they truly care and can offer the insight you didn't know you needed. Just being able to witness their love for others and how content they were as followers of Christ made me reflect on the way I had been living. They truly are role models in a way. And them spending their Friday nights or just inviting me to catch up during the week was, for me, a reflection of God's sacrificial love for us. Over time, I began to understand how sinful I really am and how unsatisfied I'd be, no matter what I tried to find fulfillment in. I still found socializing pretty awkward, but some friends at youth group made an effort to talk to me and show me kindness, and I started to enjoy coming out more. I'm thankful for them, and I also hope everyone here could be that person for someone else. As I came out more and more often, youth group became less of a routine and more of a place where I could actually learn about God's love for us and how I should live differently because of His love. I also want to highlight my small group. I always found it difficult to be vulnerable with others, but my small group members created a safe and trusting environment. For me, it's easier to open up when someone else opens up to you, and their vulnerability with their feelings was an encouragement to me. They're all great guys who I've learned a lot from, and I'm thankful for our friendship. From the nonstop brain rot and yapping to them graciously listening to me vent when I had car troubles, small group has helped me grow in my faith and build relationships with other believers who genuinely want the best for me. Looking back on my time in youth group, it's clear that God has been working in my life to bring me closer to Him. As I go off into college, I now know how important it is to be a part of a community of believers and to find a church where I can continue to learn about God. I want to thank everyone here who made youth group an irreplaceable part of my life and faith.
Hi, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Daniel Park, and I recently graduated from North High School. And this is my testimony of how God has been gracious to me during my time at youth group here at Lighthouse. I've had the blessing of attending youth group for about 6-7 years now, and quite honestly, a lot hasn't changed. I'm still shorter than Ethan Song. I still have not figured out how to sing the right words during worship songs, and I still have not figured out how to show up on time for youth group. Sorry, Mom. But all jokes aside, I've definitely matured in my faith during my time at youth group, and I have the youth leaders to thank for that. So to the youth leaders, thank you for pouring your time and effort into cultivating a welcoming environment at youth group and for putting up with all of our shenanigans to help us develop our faith in Christ. I also wanted to give a special shout out to Uncle David and Uncle Joseph, who are my small group leaders for the past 3 years. Thank you for all of the Fridays that you gave up to spend time with us brain-rotted high schoolers and for all the times you listened to me yap during small groups, which, if you know me, tends to be a lot. During my time at youth group, I've had the blessing of learning several valuable lessons. For example, after listening to many Pastor David's sermons, I've learned two main things. One, Pastor David really likes to talk about dating. And second, all good messages come with a main idea and supporting subpoints. So the main idea that I hope that you take away from this testimony is that we need to spend more time looking outward and upward. Subpoint A in your imaginary notes is that we need to spend more time looking outward or investing into our relationships with one another. To be honest, My fondest memories of youth group have less to do with specific instances and more to do with the feeling of getting to spend time with friendships centered on Christ. They have to do with the post-youth group in-and-out runs or the way too many late nights we spent at youth retreats and lock-ins. They have to do with the beach trips and the randomly deep late-night talks. Now, I'm not saying that non-Christian friends are unimportant. I have lots of non-Christian friends whose relationships I cherish. However, I am saying that there is something special about Christian friendships, having people in your life who are more than just someone you can have fun with or share some music taste with. It's incredible to have people in your life that can speak the truth of Christ and can lead you back to faith when you want to go astray. These relationships are so valuable, and so I encourage you to commit to trying to cultivate these relationships in your life, whether that means trying to be a more honest participant in small groups or being willing to have an awkward conversation for the sake of developing a new friendship. So point B in your imaginary notes is that we need to spend more time looking upward at God, who is the only person you can truly satisfy. Quite honestly, I spent a lot of time in high school looking to myself and to the world for satisfaction. I looked to academics, thinking that an acceptance into my dream school would bring me satisfaction. I looked to baseball, thinking that impressive performances in big games would leave me satisfied with my accomplishments. And I won't lie, it felt pretty good to get into my dream school or hit a towering home run in baseball. But that feeling doesn't last. There's always another game to play in baseball, a farther home run that I could try to hit. As I head off to college, there's only more tests and classes and acceptances that I'll have to overcome on my academic journey. In the end, the things that were supposed to satisfy me by the world's standards only left me hungry for more. By contrast, the moments in which I truly felt satisfied and content are moments that wouldn't make any sense by the world's standards, such as taking a whole week to serve children at our church during VBS or taking time out of a busy day to spend time with God in prayer. And so, I hope you will learn from me and embrace the truth of Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. This verse reminds us that when God and his kingdom are our priority, everything else falls into place. But we shouldn't just live out this lifestyle because we think it's the right moral thing for us to do as Christians. Instead, we should do it because of the truth that is repeated so often in Lighthouse, that Jesus just isn't right, he is better, far better than anything the world has to offer. Thank you for listening.